Hello everyone. When it comes to fan engagement such as AFL, why are fan channels so important? This is an interesting one for sports fans, but also people out there in the streaming network. I'm joined by Jake Bertone, CEO and founder of Saints TV. Good to see you, my friend. What is it about fan channels like yours that's attracting so much attention at the moment?
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I guess it's the raw emotion, it's the frustration, it's the highs, it's the lows, it's the mixed bag and the journey that the average person goes through, you know, from their train ride into the stadium to the bounce of the football and then the first goal and the last goal. So it's the full evolution and emotion of what a fan goes through on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. And I suppose if you've been growing up watching things like the Footy Show and getting involved in it and keeping tabs on all of that, it's kind of a nice thing that it's been democratized to folks like yourself to be able to build your own channel. How have you been able to grow the platform and I guess keep up with demand? It's not an easy task generating lots and lots of content, especially about something that, you know, like the AFL, that's seasonal, I guess.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. A lot of people think, well, you know, for the 4 or 5 months of the season, that's when you work hard and then it stops. But it is kind of a 12-month journey because then you've got the trade period, you've got the draft, and you've got to fill the gaps. You can't turn off at any point. But for me to keep up with the demand, it's been a journey, I'll tell you that much. Initially started off in 2018 and like to just do stuff myself and to make videos myself. But I've learned to develop a broader team, which has brought a lot of different talents and skill sets to Saints TV, which has been really handy. And obviously, the larger the channel's grown, we've been able to work with platforms like Mosh, who are men's online health platform, and they've been amazing to the point where, you know, for example, tonight we'll be in the rooms and interviewing the players. And I guess that's kind of the gradual growth that I've seen is it's gone from just my view to being able to actually chat to the players and get the fans that inner access that maybe they didn't have, you know, before fan channels were a thing.
Absolutely.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. It must be a bit of a dream come true to be able to meet the players, get on the ground and participate amongst it. Is there space in the media, do you think, Jake, for fan channels to take a bigger slice of that pie moving forward?
Absolutely. And I wouldn't even say it's, you know, it's kind of adding to the pie almost. It's a nice gloss over the top of the pie, whatever sauce or icing you want on that pie. But I think we can work in tandem. It's not a competition. We're not here to say that we're better or we bring something that's more. Obviously, there are AFL experts out there and they do an amazing job. But from our point of view, we obviously do take it quite seriously. Myself and a number of other really, really strong channels put a lot of work in. Some have quit jobs to dedicate full time. So we've got the knowledge. The average fan has a lot of knowledge, but we've got the platforms that are able to then kind of amplify that knowledge. And I think there is definitely a space on a, you know, on a radio show or TV show, whether it be, you know, via the AFL or another means, but there's definitely a space for it, I think.
Yeah, and are you able to stay impartial? I know you're Saints TV, but if they get up to no good, are you able to sort of discuss those more broad topics, I guess, when it comes to being leading by example, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. I think early days, that was that's been a bit of a journey, that process, learning how to park the opinion sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what started the channel and what got it going was the raw emotion and me probably being frustrated that we lost by 10 goals. But as it's kind of evolved, to develop a sort of a more of a broader knowledge has been, and that's bringing different people in as well, right? It's not just my opinion, it's also the fans' opinion. I meet the average fan every week at the football and they share something I've never thought of or a different topic that they're really passionate about. So that allows me to kind of have a broader view on things.
Yeah. Jake, I'm curious just to finish, what issues you actually do cover for your followers that differ to the mainstream coverage, and perhaps you can tell us where we should be looking if people want to tune in and they're fans of the Saints or AFL more broadly.
Yeah, no problem. So for example, you know, in terms of my side of things, men's health is very important. So obviously working with Mosh has allowed for that.
Nice.
But obviously with the Danny Frawley Centre, mental health is a really big thing for me. So working with ex-players, that's something behind the scenes that I'm looking to work with as well. Yeah, obviously, you know, there's been examples of Jack Higgins, for example. They talked about him in the media, maybe pick on a player in an unfair way. I like to back the team and support the team. And that's not something you probably get from the mainstream media because that's not really that's a bit of a bias on their end. I can kind of allow for that. And I guess in terms of,
people want to tune in, Jake?
Yep. Yeah, in terms of where people can tune in, it's on YouTube, Saints TV Pod, Instagram, Saints TV Pod, Facebook, Saints TV. So anything Saints TV, that's me.
Goodness, Saints. Jake, thanks so much for joining us on the program and highlighting a little bit more about the work you're doing. And of course, again, love to hear that mental health side of thing for men's health is important. So I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
All right. Hopefully you've learned something from my discussion there, I should say. I got so caught up in it, I mumbled my words. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you all again very soon. Be well. Head to Saints TV for more. Head to tickernews.com for more from us. Be well.
You're watching Ticker. We'll have more in just a few minutes.